Hayit şebehayit. What does it mean? Get all excited. It comes to Nevelah Ba'emir. We say the Ribbono Shel Olam and we scream out Hayit Shebehayit. We're so excited about this Midah of Hayit Shebehayit. Apparently this is the Midah of Rashbi. So there's an inherent, there's a direct connection between Hayit Shebehayit and the essence of Lag Ba'omer, who Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is. What Sodes HaTorah is all about. But just as Sodes HaTorah is a side, Hayit Shebehayit is a side. We can properly understand what it means, Hayit. The tachlis of Hayit is. Let's take a look at this piece in Rav Kook. This is in Oras HaKodesh Chilek Gimel Amud Chaf Tes. It's from a piece which is entitled on the page before, His Achdus HaTeva V'Hanis. The merging, the oneness of Teva and Nes. He writes, "Hateva be'atzmo tzarech sheyiskadesh la'idei machshavtan shel Yisrael." The Teva itself needs to become kodesh through the machshav of Klal Yisrael. Kol ma shechadiras habina hamura b'or heleki chideres yoiser el havanas olam chotchnoisav. The more that a person, that he delves in with his bina into the havana of the world and its tchunos, the mamad of hachaymriyim haruchniyim, in its pillars of the olam hachaymer, the olam haruchni, v'chol shash leisem, mizdareches oirish Hashem etzdaka. Person is zeiche to a light, the ha'akara, to recognize, Yich yad kil elyon koinish meivar, it's mevila ha'kol be'itza v'tvein. How there's somebody behind the scenes who's running everything. With eitza, with tfuna, b'chesed, v'racham, b'gvura, b'malchus, m'leisi tzedekim miskaberes. The more that a person delves into the chochmas ha'teva, in a proper way, will he see just how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved. Not just involved, but in the sweetest, most beautiful way. V'ha'odim is Allah, and the person becomes greater. V'ha'olam is Allah imay, and he lifts up the world with him. Ha'olam mizdakek al yedim achsheves kodesh zayis. The world becomes purified by a Jew who sees through the Hester Panim and is able to see the Eibishter running the Welt. The Etzem looking, the Etzem being able just to see how the Eibishter is the one who's running the world, it gives the whole world an Aliyah. V'ha'hifa shel ha'nisim, v'ha'niflos ha'gadolos na'asis mut emes l'tchunasa. And the revelation of great nisim becomes mutemes, it becomes fit for his tchuna. Let's see what this means. B'choma sheyoyser yoyfia ha'or shel hanisim ha'elyonim. The more that he's able to see the nisim ha'neflaim, ko yigdal ha'oz shel ha'chashivus ha'pnimis shel ha'teva. How much more so will he be just blown away by the chashivas of the pnimis of the teva, hayonekes mi chachma shel mala. The whole chachmas ha-teva is yonek from the highest places of chachma. Let's just summarize for a moment what Rav Kook is saying. Rav Kook is saying that we take Teva for granted. And the more that a person is able to see the Eibishter within the Teva, the more that he goes up and he brings up everybody with him. We speak about the Midah of Hoid. First thing we need to understand about the Midah of Hoid and the sphere of Hoid is that it's disabled. That it's taken a very big hit. The shorish of this pagam and the Midah of Hoid comes, it originates all the way back to Yaakov and Esav, Parshas Vayishlach. Where Yaakov was hit in the left leg, which corresponds to the sphere of Hoid on the body. And because of that, there's a pagam in the Midah of Hoid. My Rebbe says a nice remez. I don't know if it's his or if it comes from the Zohar, I'm not sure. But he says that the Bedikas Chametz, which takes place on Erev Pesach, takes place, of course, the night of Pesach, but the Bir Chametz the next day. How we paskin that by the fourth hour, there's no more eating of Chametz, and then by the fifth hour, you can't have any Hana after that, and then by the sixth hour, to burn the Chametz. So these 3 hours, the fourth, fifth, and sixth hours, corresponds to the letters Vav, Hey, Dalid, Dalid, Hey, Vav, which is the letters Hod. As if to say that Chametz and this Klipa of Chametz has association with the Pagam and the Midah of Hod, and Big Misak in the Midah of Hod. In fact, the Mishnah says in the first parak of Pesachim that the Simin in the Beis HaMikdash, which they gave in order to suggest, to let people know that it was time to become Nizar in Chametz, was that they placed Chametz of Todos Psulos. We know that every Korban Toida had to be brought with Chametz. So they would take breads which were Pasul, which would become Pasul, and put them on the Gaka Itzdeva, the high place in the Beis HaMikdash. And this was the Simen that the Issur Chametz was beginning. Why this out of all things? You could have put a red flag and a blue flag. But the emes is that there's a direct connection between Chametz and the Toida. The Haida. Perhaps this is the pshat why we take a wooden spoon and we throw it into the fire together with the Chametz. Because the wooden spoon represents, it's called a kaf. And the pasuk says, Vayiga b'kaf yerech Yaakov. That the pagam and the hoid of Yaakov Avinu takes place in the kaf. And to show that what we're doing is that we're burning, we're getting rid of the pagam of the Chametz in the kaf yerech shel Yaakov, so we throw the wooden spoon in. This is the Ma'ar Makom. This is the place from where that Chametz makes its pagam. And because of this pagam and hoid, it means that the whole Seder of how to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgotten. Quoted years ago, a beautiful remez of the Yitavle from Satmar. That he says, we say in davening, Shekein Chayvas Kohai Yitzurim, Lefanach Hashem Elokeinu Lehoida Yisrael Halel, that it's a chayva on every single creation to give thanks to the Eibishter. And he says, Shekein chayvas kol hayitzurim is Rosh HaTevas Shechecha. That the greatest chayva, which is incumbent not just on every Jew, but on every single creation in the world, has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being there. Our greatest obligation is most forgotten. And that's why it's called the Gid HaNoshe. Noshe is Milashon Noshani Elokim Kol Amali, to be forgotten. The Gid HaNoshe in that place of Hoid means that a Jew forgets, that humans forget to say thank you. not just to others, but to the Eibishne. And because of this pagam in the Midah of Hayd, we don't know yet how to properly say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do we even realize when we make a bracha that we're saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know how much went into orchestrating that I should have this apple, let's say? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it how it was sown in the ground, the seed, and that it was taken care of, it was loved by the farmer. It had to travel from Montana, wherever, to get to Queens in order that it should fall on your plate. It was a special hashgacha. If a person would have that in mind, and this is a Victor Miller vort, but it's true, it doesn't matter who says it. Just to be makir. That would be one degree of haida. That would at least for this apple, I can give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly the way I should. This is just a tiny prat in the big scheme of things of how much we should and can be Maida HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in truth, the Iker Haida, which we want to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't even do yet. The Pagam of the Gita Nasha doesn't just mean that a Jew forgets to. On some level, he kimat can't. That's why we say, V'chol ha'chaim yoiducha sela. That every living being will give thanks to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we speak about Chanukah and how Chanukah is a ha'ara mila asalavai, it's a tikkun in the midah of Hayd, which is why it was established, l'hoydes l'halal, it's a bechin of asalavai, it's from the oilam ha'shmini. Shmini is the eighth sphere, which is the midah of Hayd. I mean, it comes from a place which is so high. It comes down into this world. It comes from a place which is not even in this world, the lights of Neres Chanukah. This doesn't need explanation, we know this. It's an oilam ha'badika avayda. Which is why Chazal say that all the korbanos will become batal except for the korban toida, and all the tefillos will become batal except for haida. It comes from a place which is lamal, which we don't have a real shayches to yet. And the reason why that is the pagam in the midah of hayd means a pagam in the regel. But in the same way that the entire body breaks down into 10 spheres, the face itself also breaks down into 10 spheres. And the Rizal says that the two eyes correspond to Netzach and Hayd. So not only is there a pagam in our leg, but there's a pagam in our eyes. If you want to take it one step further, you can say that the pagam in the leg is the pagam in the eyes. Just like pshat, the reason why the legs and the eyes have an association is because the legs, they take a person beyond the place where he's standing right now. That the adam is considered to be his torso and up, and the legs are considered to be an outer extension of a person. And just way, in the same way that the legs take a person to a new place beyond where he's standing now, so too the eyes do the same thing. A person, when he sees beyond his place, it's ki'ilu he's going on a more ruchnius level, of course, because the higher part of the body is more ruchni than the lower part of the body. But it's a way of traveling. The eyes are our way of traveling, similar to our feet. One is beruchnius, one is begashmius. And this pagam in hoyd in the regel means, if we connect the two things together, is that there's a regilus. Pagam in the regel means that we lose the hispilus, we lose the hischachas, we fall to a state of hergel. What that means for the eyes is that the eyes have a regilus. That the eye is not misspoiled from things that it should be misspoiled from. There's constant things around us, literally ad in saif, of ways of being able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so you go into your car and you turn it on. Okay. People know how that works. I don't know how it works. To me, it's an ace. To me, it's an ace. And even for the people who understand it, they didn't make it. Is it not an ace that you can manipulate energy and to, and there's things available in the world, there's the resources to make this happen, that a car can move by the push of a pedal, 100 miles per hour, flying airplanes in the sky? Forget about that. Just to see how something grows from the ground. Does this make any sense whatsoever? That you could put a seed in dirt and just put some light and some water and something else will come out, which you can actually eat? I would have thought, if I was first created in this world, that if I put some carrots into my down my throat, it would kill me. Not only does it not kill you, it gives you life. How could that be? It doesn't make any sense. It seems like something very dangerous to do, to put things into your body. But the body processes that, and it gives nutrients to the body. It's insanity. A person can go crazy from that, just to think about the nace. And then if you even dare go to the human body, how an eye sees, how an ear hears, doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any logical sense. Except that there's a boy, but how come we're not misspoiled from this? This is called the pagam in the mid of hoyt, the herigul of the inai, to lose the hispilus of how much we should be mighty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that reason, the real haida which we owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't even do now. We can't even do. Even if we were misbinding on it from today till tomorrow and for 1,000 years, we still couldn't actually be mitzvah properly, because it's not just us. Right? There's a pagam in the mitzvah of hoyt. It needs to be fixed. And there's a tum in the vel which doesn't allow us to be misspoiled from these things. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'avir the tum min ha'aretz and there's a tikkun for the pagam of hoyt, we're going to be mamas mishloimim every single time we see anything which is b'teva. We might have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Behislav, it's going to be a life of Haida. The only time which we actually have just a little bit, a me'ain, of this Ha'ara Ba'ilam Haba is on Shabbos. Because we have a Neshami Yisera, which comes from a place of where Shabbos comes from, which is from the highest of highs. And we say Nishmas Kol Chai. We say Ilu Ilu Finu Malishira Kayam Al Shina Mina Kamagalah Vasif Say Seinu Einu Nachnu Maspikim Lahaydaz Rashim Al Gnazin Al Achas Mi Aleph Aleph Alfi Alafim Toiva Yis Shashisim Avasein Abimanu. It's endless. But how come you don't say that during the week? Because during the week you can't even get there. The only thing you can do during the week is to be makir that it's V'cholachayim Yidu Chasala, that one day will be mighty to you. But on Shabbos, which is the me'ain of that world, you can say the words at least. You can at least be makir and be ma'idah that I'm way behind on what I need to be ma'idah to you. Elif, alfe, alfe. How many alfim are there? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does us a taiva. And he sends us nisim gluyim. He sends us Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He sends us Kriyas Yamsef. He sends us 6 day wars. He sends us things in our personal life where you look at them and you say, oh, this is from Shemayim. And then we get all excited and we think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But like everything which there is in the world, there's a chitzonius of it and there's a pnimius of it. And each chitzoni will look at the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him, which are out of the ordinary, and he'll thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he'll say, thank you for this nes. You mamish saved me. I don't know what I would do without this nes. And then he'll go back to his regular routine. As if to say that the nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me the nes as a siba that I should thank him for this. When in truth an ish pnimi knows, and this is even clearly just how an ish pnimi perceives everything which goes on in his life, everything is a simon. It's not the Siba. It's not just about this. It's something about which is much greater than this. That a Nez Galui to an Ish Pnimi is just a simen to all the nisim which are going around in this world. That Hashem sends us a neis galay to open us up to be makir, that there's a Bori who runs this world, who created this world, who's constantly running this world, in which case everything around me is a neis. So if something really great happens and you mamash feel that it's a neis and you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, it should bring a person to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything which is going on in his life. That he should elevate himself, he should be a little bit Olam Habadik, to open himself up a little bit, to raise himself up. And this is the Pshat in the Ramban. The very famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. But it will give us an appreciation now that this is not just Stama Ramban. My Rebbe Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal, when I was at his home growing up, he actually had a niggun to sing this song. And the words of this Ramban, I don't know if he made the tune, it didn't seem like it did, because other people knew it also. It's not so sure. But he used to sing the words of this Ramban to a tune. I'm not going to sing it for you now, but we'll read the words. It goes like this: Yomin hanisim hagadolim hamafursamin, adam moide benisim hanistarim sheng b'seid atorku. That the nisim gadolim hamafursamin, the yetzias b'tzrayim of the world, the kriyas yamsuf of the world, are in order to bring a person to be moide in the nisim nistarim sheheim b'seid hatorku. This is the b'seid hatorah. She'ain la'adam chelik b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person doesn't have a chelik in Toras Moshe. Ad shenamin b'chol dvareinu u'mekreinu shekulam nisim. That everything which happens is all an ace. Ein behen teva minhago shalom. There's no such thing as minog. No such thing as teva. Bein b'rabin, bein b'yachid. Whether it's happening to Klai Yisrael collectively or to a yachid. Hakol b'gzeiras elyon. Everything is the Eibishter. But the nisim, this is the emek of the Ramban. This is premium. Nisim gedolim are not just that you should be able to say, wow, what a great God. Took us out of Mitzrayim. It's supposed to bring a person to deeper places in Haidah. To be made not just on the nais, but to be made on everything. That even the teva, this tremendous depth. I see the Eibishter in the teva. Because in truth, the nisim of the teva are much, much, much greater than the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when we talk about La Asalava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make nisim by the time of Az Mashiach, that are going to far outdo, that the Gemara says that the geula of Shibud Malchus will be Iker, and the geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim will be tafel to it. It'll be kimat batel to it. It doesn't just mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make new revelations, new nisim, as if he'll make, you know, things, you know, appear from who knows how. I can't even think of things greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim. But perhaps the real aimbik of what Chazal is saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up our eyes to the nis of the teva itself. That's called the nisim of Mashiach. And when he opens up our eyes to see the nisim of the teva itself, then of course the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim will become batal. This is this gewaldig word from the Chassam Sefer. Probably said it before, but it's a keeper. Chassam Sefer says that when the Yidden were traveling in the Midbar, there were many children who were born in the Midbar. Which means that they were born into circumstances where food meant that it fell from heaven to your doorstep, and traveling meant you traveled by clouds. And hygiene meant that your clothes never became dirty or needed ironing. And a compass meant that you had a fire leading you by night, and this is the life. And these people, they matured, they get older, and this was the life which they lived in the Midbar. You know what Chassam Sefer says? When these people came in to Eretz Yisrael. And they saw how food grows from the ground. They said, what nisim? I never knew food can grow from the ground. I thought food only falls from Shemayim. And they chap such a hispilus. What is the ground already? The ground is just, it makes more sense that food should fall from Shemayim. It's Ruchni. Geshem falls from the heavens. What grows from the ground? Why should anything grow from the ground? They were living in a desert. It's just dirt. It's just dust. Okay, so we already know that, but that's the greatest nace in the world. Emes me'eretz titzmach. It's just a matter of the regilis. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the tomb of the regilis, which is called the tikkun of the pagam avayit, we'll be able to see this world in a whole new way. We won't be able to look at anything the same way. This is really what Hayit Shebahayit is. Hayit Shebahayit is that there's a Hayit which is so special, which is the root of all Hayidahs, that it brings you to more Hayidah. And that's the Nisi HaTeva. That the Nisi HaTeva have an unbelievable way to bring out the emunah. But how do we unlock the emunah, which is in the Nisi HaTeva? The greatest oitzer of emunah, ahava, and yiras Hashem, and avodas Hashem, is contained within the Teva, but it's sealed. It's a sealed door. The only way to open is that when Hashem gives us a key, a little mafteach, which is called nisim gluyim, and we use that key to open up the Nisi HaTeva, that's called Chayit Shebahayit. And the reason why that's associated with Sisei Torah is because we can't see. We can't possibly see. And to have a proper perspective of the Nisi HaTeva without Pnimis HaTeva. How Pnimis HaTeva unlocks the Jew. How he unlocks the Neshama. How he unlocks the Welt. This is what it's made for. And that's where all the Avas Hashem and the Yiras Hashem comes from. That's when a person becomes Olam Habadeh. When he becomes customary, when he uses his regilas not to be ruggle and being blind, but to be ruggle in the Haidah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the mundane things. But he sees the world with a different perspective. That's called Hayit Shebahayit. And Rav Kook continues. V'zayis tayres ha'adam tamid. This is the constant avodah of a Jew. L'ha'ir es nafshay, to awaken his spirit. L'ramimah u'l'sagva, to go higher. L'zachacha u'l'ha'ira, to purify it, to shine it. Asha or ha'elyon shel ha'neshama al-yayna yechayde v'chol ha'gviya, until the light of the neshama enters in everywhere within himself, every chamber. V'chein hi tayres ha'olam, and so too in the Torah of the Welt, not just the tayres ha'adam. Lachdor b'mamakei ha'nefesh ha'olamis, to get into its kishkas. B'mistari ha'chayim shel ha'yitzur, to the secrets of the creation. B'tachbulus v'yitzri leif ha'adam ala adam. Oise ha'or ha'elyon, oisam ha'gvonim ha'noyim shel ha'keshes ha'elyona. The bris olam b'in Hashem b'in kon nefesh chaya. Everything is Hashem. Hashem is doing everything. But what's going to open that up if not for the Torah Sanista? And he makes reference to the Keshes here. The rainbow. Of course, the rainbow is part of Teva. But there's something special about a rainbow, that when you look at the rainbow, you chap that there's a bayir. That's why it's called the bris. Hashem makes a bris with the Welt, that even though you may be so consumed and so blind in being able to see the Eibishter and how he runs the Teva, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls out of his pocket a keshes, everybody's in awe of the keshes. It reminds the Jew, it reminds every human being that there's a Borei Olam even within the Teva who runs the world. And that's partly why we take a keshes on Lag BaOmer, we shoot a bow and arrow. It goes back to what we said before. Of course you could darshan why we take a keshes and how it's Meram is on the Yesod and the Tzaddik and Tefillah and all the Jushim could say about why we take a keshes on Lag BaOmer. But Soif Kol Soif, when an Ish Pnimi takes anything, he always thinks about what's the shayrish of this. So if a person takes a keshes, if he takes a bow and arrow in his hand and he says, so what's the shayrish of this? It comes from the keshes. It's called a bow because it has a higher shayrish called the keshes. That's how an Ish Pnimi thinks. He says, what is this a simin to? You can't make a rainbow just appear out of the sky. But you can hold the keshes in your hand and you can look at it and it can be ma'ur you to the keshes elyona. And when you think about the keshes elyona, you think about that there's a bayri in the teva also. That's what Torah's Rashi is about. Just to share one last oimik in Hayit Shebahayit. Not Chas Hashem to take away from this. It really ties together with this. It should only be used to enhance what we said before. There's another oimik in Hayit Shebahayit that Rav Kook just spoke about. We just kind of glossed right over it. When we think about this idea about being Ma'ide HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Iker HaYidah is La'asa Lavai. The emes, this is what we say every day in davening. Where we say, Ma'ide Manachtu Lach, Shatuhu Hashem Elokein, Elokein, Mizan Lavai, Tzur Chayin, Magin, Nishin, Elatun, Davidar. And then we say, Ma'ide Lachor, Nesafer, Tilasach. We say Ma'idim now, but we say Ma'ide Lachor, we will thank you. Like we said, that's all futuristic tense. Because we can't even possibly begin to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these things. All the regilis in our lives which are on Nisim right now. We don't even dare to in the Shemona Esrei. We just say, Noi Delecha. Like we do in benching. Noi Delecha. We will. We can't even think about doing that now. But there's one thing which we do now. That's we say, Ma'idi manachtu lach, shatu Hashem elokeinu ve'elokeinu v'sein lom v'ed, tzur chayenu. Tzur chayenu means that you gave me a neshama, that I'm a chelek alakam yimal, and you are the rock of my life. That Haidah begins and ends with a Jew thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu above all things, for giving me a neshama. And that's why the first thing we do when we get up in the morning, the first thing that the Jew says is that he gives Haidah to Hashem, Ma'idah ani lefanacha. But for what? Shechizah to be neshmasi. Thank you for giving me a neshama today. And it doesn't stop there. Because after you make an Asher Yatzar, which, by the way, is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Teva, which we'll get to in a moment. Not to take for granted that a Jew can relieve himself, or a human can do that. What an unbelievable nes that is. But again, you do it again. Elokai neshamish nesata b'tahiri. Ata verasa, ata yitzarta, ata nefachtavi, it's all you. Batam eshamar b'kirbi. Even that's a huge nes that it doesn't leave the body. Calls man shana shama bikirbi, listen to these words. Maida ani lfana chashem alakai vilokiavisai. As long as my neshama is in me, I think. But because of the pekam and the midah of heart, we just ramble through those words. Calls man shana shama bikirbi, maida ani lfana chashem alakai. Means every moment I should be thanking you for my neshama. Like we say, kol ha neshama tahaloko haluka. I'll call neshima neshima. Really, every moment I should thank God's broke for my neshama. It's the Haidah of all Haidahs. to be a Jew, to have a neshama, to be a chelek al kam yimal. Who could have thought such a thing? That Hashem had a piece of himself to give over to a human? Is that a greater nes than that? So that's where Haidah begins. And like we said before, there's a Haidah which unlocks all the Haidahs. Then in the same way when it came to the Torah Sa'ilam, it was the Nisim Hagluyim which unlocked the Nisim Hanistarim. That's what Rav Kook calls the Torah Sa'ilam. But in the Torah Sa'adam, when a Jew was Makir and Moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him a Neshama, it unlocks his ability to give thanks for everything else. Moidani calls man Shem Neshama Bikibi Moidani Shem Neshama Bikibi Moidani Reboin Kolamasim. That if I first am makir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you gave me a neshama and I say thank you, then I can be makir that he's the Ribon Kolamasim, that he does everything in this world. I could see his hand in everything. But if I don't first makir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank him for having a neshama, how am I supposed to see that? The only tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to give that was not the body, it was the neshama. Only a Jew can see the Eibishter in the veld. You can't expect a goy to see that. You can't blame them, so to speak, for being kofrim. They don't have the neshama. What are they supposed to see in this world? They can't see the Eibishter fearing the veld. I'm going to take that goy, Oriel's, I'm going to even listen to what he has to say, his opinions make any sense. It's apples and oranges. It's Shemayim v'aretz. It's Or v'choshech. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chor ben or l'choshech ben Yisrael l'amim. It's the difference between light and day. Only a Jew that he thinks a Kodesh Baruch Hu can even begin to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything else that goes on. If we don't use the tool, how can we expect to see it? And that's called Hoyd Shebehoyd. It's the Hoyd which unlocks all the other Hoydahs. But again, Shekein Chovas Kol HaYitzurim. It's our biggest achrayas is to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for that. But it's only on Shabbos when we say Nishmas Kol Chai, where we have a Neshama Yaseira, when we have a new Neshama which comes in and we remember, oh yeah, I'm a Neshama. Because there's a Bissel Hischadshis, because I got a new one today. That it reminds me to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Neshama I have all week. Because Nishmas Kol Chai is the moment the Ari says that you receive your Neshama Yaseira of Shabbos day. Your Nefesh Yaseira. So it's all the same thing. So we ask ourselves, why not? Why can't I be minded to all these things? Well, it's because it's a pagam in the midah fight. And the Jew forgets that he's a neshama. And the more that he remembers that he's a neshama, and he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being a neshama, which is when he really remembers, when it brings him to his spilus to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, can he be makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ribon Kol HaMaasim. That's Hoyd Shebehoyd. It's the Hoyd which unlocks all the Hoydahs which we're responsible for. And that's only from Torah Reb Shimon. You don't open up a Gemara and see black and white, I'm a neshama. The Niglas HaTorah teach you how to conduct your life. They teach you the gevulim and how to live with others, your responsibilities, bin adon l'chaver, bin adon l'makon. But it doesn't tell you who you are. For that, you need Torah Reb Shimon. And all the tzaddikim who have a shaykhis Torah Reb Shimon throughout all the Torahs, which constantly remind us, you're a neshama, you're a neshama, you're a neshama. If not from Torah Reb Shimon, we'd mamish be lost. He's the one who's been besaking the whole Pagam in Haid. That he reveals the Torah Sa'ilim and the Torah Sa'adim Bishlei Musa. How to be Maida and to live a life of Haida. As Rabban says, this is what we were created for. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not for that, what's the purpose of life? Not to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you want to take a lesson and a limud and a ha'ara from Lag Ba'omer, if one understands what Hoyd Shebehoyd means, and there's other ways to teach it also, if one takes a ha'ara of what Hoyd Shebehoyd means, it means to be lichtig, to be olam habedik. What can I do to bring out this noida lecha right now? Be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what I really deserve to say Him. How can I unlock that? It's concealed, it's sasam, it's pogam. It needs to be opened, it needs a ha'ara, it needs a psicha. And for that, Torah Reb Shimon was given to me. To be able to unlock that part of myself, which is the Olam Haba part of myself. So as we move forward to Chag HaShavuos, after this great grace of Lag Va'emer and Haitshu Vayu HaKadosh Baruch Hu should unlock all the closed places within ourselves and within the veld, to put Haida back on the pedestal, Evan Masa HaBayin Ma'isa the Rosh Pina, to be Haida Dika Yidin, to be people who thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, not just for the Nisim Gluyim, but also for the Nisim Nistarim, which is the Olam HaTeva, which is the greatest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us those eyes again, and those legs again, to be able to be Ma'idah B'Him B'Shleimus, we should be able to say, Noidah L'Chashem Elokeinu, Alachas, Elef, Alfi, Elef, Adolim, B'Bias, Gat Tzedek, Meher V'Meinu.
Get to like a regulus, but like you get so in getting his pulse from like what we should be.
Oh,
well,
sure.
Yeah.
The connection was that Netzach and Hod is the eye, so that's.
Yeah. It's Chayv the Meraglim also. Meraglim went to see the land, what they call Meraglim.
Ah. Right?
It seems to say that there was a Hergel on their Einayim.
It's like impossible to get this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. I was thinking when Rabbi was saying it, oh, this it's Hakar Tato, it's also called like Mode Achuva. So you're like Mode Ani, and then Asher Yatzar, get the Shmutz out of you. And again, you have the Kai Neshama, which is another Huda, it's like Shuva Al Chuva. You thank Hashem, and then, or you're mode in a way of vidui, and then like you cleaned out, and then you mode down a higher level. Because now you're cleaned out.
Mm. Yeah, Haida also means vidui. You're saying that the vidui brings to a higher level. Yeah. Like when Yosef, when the brothers came into Mitzrayim, so Yosef says the Meraglim at them. They call them Meraglim. And also the Yidden who go into spies who go into Eretz Yisrael, they're also called Meraglim. So there's two types of Meraglim. There's Meraglim of Mitzrayim, and there's Meraglim of Eretz Yisrael. There he says that the Meraglim which went into Eretz Yisrael were Gilgulim of the Shvatim. The difference is like this: there's a hergel, there's a meraglim de kedusha, and there's a meraglim de tumah. So meraglim de tumah is that a person becomes murgul and seeing teva and everything, that everything is just regular, everything is plain. The regulus de kedusha is that a person becomes rogul and seeing nes in everything. You can develop a regulus to see the nes in everything. It sounds like it's like a stira, but it's not a stira. Person can become a rugel and sing nisim all around. So that's called the meraglim d'Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place that a person becomes a rugel and sing nisim everywhere. That even the teva becomes a nes. Mitzrayim is the opposite of that. Mitzrayim is a place where even that the tumah is so strong that even things which are out of the ordinary, a person writes them off as just being teva. That's why the big accomplishment of the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in Mitzrayim was that he broke that klipa. I mean, Mitzrayim was considered to be the stronghold in the world, where even if you come and do things out of the ordinary, Paro says, oh yeah, it's Kishuf. He says, we see things out of the ordinary all the time. It was a place where you couldn't do anything to tell anybody that there was a Bayer in the world, because they would just say, oh yeah, you know, we could do things similar to that, which is why when Moshe first started doing Nisim there, Paro said, oh yeah, we do these things too, you know. I mean, to take away the hispilus, that there's a Bayer. We can match everything which you do. There's no hispilus anymore in Mitzrayim, because everything is just a regulus and everything is Teva. So Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Nisim from such a high place into Mitzrayim, which was able to break that klipa, that until Paro was finally able to be Maida, that this is called a Nis. And he broke the regulus of Teva. And therefore, from Mitzrayim, you're supposed to come into Eretz Yisrael, where you're supposed to develop a regulus and seeing Nisim all the time. That even if somebody does something which is so betevadik, you may learn it that it's an ace. It's called Meraglim Dekdusha, Meraglim Dekdusha. These are the two madrigas between Menakatz and Lakatz. That's a pshat. Eretz Asher Tomid Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo. Eini Elokecha Bo means a place where you have eyes to see things in the Shairish. That it's not Teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see the things as he's doing as being Teva. Everything Kadosh Baruch Hu does is part of his, but he's doing it now. So you have eyes in Eretz Yisrael to be able to see the Nisim. To see the Nisim of how everything, to have the Regulus to see the Nisim and everything which is being done. You want to say something?
Why is Dafka associated with those Meraglim? Those ones that went into Mitzrayim and those ones that went into Eretz Yisrael?
Why Dafka by them, you mean? I don't know of any other case where there's Meraglim.
Most of the Meraglim that went into Eretz Yisrael weren't
Nakir
that.
They weren't, right. No, that's the thing. The Shvatim, the Heilige Shvatim, yeah, the real Shvatim, they went into Mitzrayim because they were sent as Meraglim, really, they were Meraglim. They were. Yosef was right. They were Meraglim. Yaakov sent them as Meraglim to break the Klipa of Mitzrayim. They weren't just going there to find Yosef. They knew to find Yosef, they would have to break lots of Klipas there. And part of the Klipa is Gufa, this Klipa. They would have to shatter with their Kedusha this notion that everything is Teva in order to find Yosef. So that's why they were the right people to send into a place like Mitzrayim. They were Eretz Yisrael Dika'ais which were going into Mitzrayim. The fault of the Meraglim who went into Eretz Yisrael was that they brought Mitzrayim Dika'ais into Eretz Yisrael. That was their problem. You can't bring eyes like that into Eretz Yisrael. You don't see anything in Eretz Yisrael if you come in with eyes like that. So people go to Eretz Yisrael all the time. I remember when I was in high school, and there was a family used to eat over our house every Friday night, close family fair. And she went to Eretz Yisrael to seminary, and she was so excited. It was going to be her first time going to Eretz Yisrael, mamish, in her life. And she was so excited about the land and seeing all the good things she heard. She came back and she said, Mamash, I don't get it. Mamash, don't get it. So everybody said such amazing things about Eretz Yisrael. I don't see anything special here. It's just a regular land, just a regular place. Chalil v'chas. It depends on what your eyes, how you go into Eretz Yisrael. Right? If you come in with Mitzrayim to guys, you're not going to see the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. You have to come in with Eretz Yisrael to guys. And then you'll be able to see. It depends on us. We see it. Just give us holy eyes.
That's very nice.
Galina, that beats
and flows. Galina. That's right, Galina. That beats and flows. Now you're going to see them.
See them in the
flows. Right in front of you.
Very good. That's kind of the few zeds. Mamash Pasha Pasha.
Mamash Pasha Pasha.
Mamash Pasha Pasha. Galina, that beats and flows. But it's Misaira Sacha. You can only see the Niflois
right.
From the Torah of Shimon.
Right.
Galinai. You my Netzach and Hot Galinai. Metim Niflois, Metorah Sacha. You'll see that. Niflois is. Shorish is Aleph, right? From Pella Aleph. And then Niflois, Metorah Sacha, Torah is Mechach and Nafis, right? The Torah comes out of Prophet. Rabbi Shimon is about the right.
Good idea.
The first Torah of Naphtim, right? And you see everything with the Chachmon also. Everything in the world is cool in the Chachma Sisa, so if you see the Chachma.
Yeah.
There's a word from the Katsuya that the world is Mala Arts Kinyana Karta. The world is full of ways to be Kona Hashem, full of ways to be Makir Hashem, to be Kona Hashem.
Yeah. Also, need Timi Satara to have the tools to make a Kinyan, yeah.
It's like a Mistakel.
Are they associated with an os at all?
Netzach and hod?
An os? Like os what?
Just like a...
Oh, a letter?
No. No, like an os, like bris is an os, tefillin is os. Like, do they correspond to anything?
So he says that tefillin is. It's Ferris and Malchus. It's Malchus. So do Malchus.
Is there anything you wear like that's Netzach and Hod? Like tefillin, like Ferris, is there anything that's.
Pants.
Glasses is also gal.
I think talus is gal.
Like glasses are also gal.
Because I saw two tzaddik as well. It says like gal na bel pita niflaus is nafal os the Torah said. So you say I don't know. There's an afila in the os. I don't know what.
I remember Rav Yoel once mentioned the Maizah from the Bas Ayin that Bas Ayin heard from a Mekubal that Eretz Yisrael is paved with diamonds. And he went to Eretz Yisrael, he's like, I don't see anything here. And then at some point he saw that Mekubal again, he's like, and then again 7 years later he was okay and finally he saw it.
7 years?
It took him 7 years. It's very many years. He wasn't Zohar right away to see the
condition. Is that what it's called, Bas Ayin?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been there before. Yeah.
That's why it's called Bas Ayin?
Oh, I don't know.
He's a tzaddik.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, right, Bas Ayin. That's
a good shot.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Galina. Yeah. Okay, Shkai Chavah.